I don't know if I have the right to give advice to somebody, you see, especially in the level of identity. You have an identity. It's a part of you. Looking for identity, it means that you are not sure who you are. The last houses of this Shah Mu'anis village that were destroyed in 48, the population fled to Ramle, to Ramallah, to Gaza, the biggest village on the coast near Tel Aviv, a friendly village to the Zionists. They didn't want to bother itself with a fight, a nationalistic fight and all this, but it doesn't help. They were pushed away, thousands of these people that were living here. And this is the last houses, 4 or 5. My university, that I studied 4 years as a student and after it 30 years as a professor, is building on the land of this village. If I contest the use of the word Jewish people, it's clear for me that there is a Israeli people. I mean, I'm speaking Hebrew, I am listening to Hebrew jokes. I'm listening and seeing Israeli theater, Israeli films. And I don't think that Woody Allen can join me even about the jokes, because the Israeli jokes are quite different. How come that so many people in the United States accept the definition of the Israeli state and the state of the Jews when the Jews are something less than 80% of the population? At the beginning, I didn't want, I said, I'm not a Zionist, not an anti-Zionist and not a Zionist. I'm not a Zionist, I'm an Israeli citizen from Jewish origin. I am not proud about it, I have not shame about it, it's a fact for me. I saw the books of Simon Shammah and the film that he made. He made also a TV film. It's amazed me. This guy, they don't want to come to live with me. You see, it's too little Israel for him.
What ties us together is a story. The story kept in our heads and hearts.
We told our story. To survive, we are our story.
All his history, it's a mythical history, you know, in avoiding the most important points. For example, the exile. The Jews were exiled by the Romans in the first century or after Jesus Christ. No evidence of this exile. I remember reading a very short article of a historian, not a very famous historian, that put the finger on the fact that the exile of the Jewish by the Romans didn't happen. It was a Christian myth. A very short article. He said that the Jews left by their own will and not exiled. And reading the book, Varda, reading it, I remember the first thing, I'm going to look for books that are writing about the exile of the Jews by the Roman. It's the beginning of the myth of the term. And I will never forget till the last day of my life, going to the library, I started looking after a research book about the exile and not finding even one. I remember going back to the building of the humanities, running to the expert of the Jewish ancient history and asking where I can find books about the exile of the Jews. They say immediately, we didn't write about, never about the exile. Then we have to have evidence that they went away. Nothing at all. There is not refugees on the front borders of the ancient Judah. There is not a camp of nothing. How come? Then two questions jumped. First of all, how Judaism spread and why there is so many Jews in the world? The first question. The second question, what happened with the population in place? And then I discovered there is not a lot of information about the population in place, but the population didn't move. I discovered that where we can find a very large Jewish community is where a Jewish converted kingdoms that were converted to Judaism. I started to work discovering that in Yemen, today Yemen, it was a Jewish kingdom. Nobody contested. And you can find four or five kingdoms that were converted to Judaism, especially in places there are a lot of Jews. Staying 2 days before the operation of a cancer, very afraid about the future, thinking that maybe there is not a future for me. And in some way I wanted to hold the life, you know, to have some obligation, some duty, you understand? And then I started to write a novel. About life in Israel, about the history of the Jews, all together with a kind of thriller, you know, in a kind of thriller that I try to construct. You know, I become a historian. Hi. David, как дела? It's a kind a story of assassination of a historian that wrote a book about the Khazar, you know, the Khazar. The idea, writing the book about him, that wrote about the Khazar kingdom in the Middle Ages, it came from a little story, a very simple story, because somebody told me to ask how this professor died. And I started to look after the way that this professor of history that wrote the book died. And this gave me the idea to write about him. Now, here is my parents and my father in the camp in Germany after 45. We were living a year and a half in a camp, a refugee camp, in Traunstein, near München. And here we come nearer. By the way, this is a certificate that they arrived in Israel, the new Israel,
with a boat that was Negba, and it was the 20th of the 12th, 48. They arrived to Jaffa.
This was my home when we arrived to Palestine in 48. Yeah, this is it. Last time that I was here, I didn't dare to knock. I was afraid. And I remember the door here. You see this. You see, it was a door. These Arabs, I never asked myself who lived before us here. It's very strange, you see. I think, by the way, that they leave the beds, I think. But I cannot be honest to be sure. I remember that we arrived here, we had beds. You understand it?
In Jerusalem, and the fights was very strong. A quarter of our unity was wounded and died in the combat. Then anyway, I remember that in some way this war politicized me. In September 67, after the war, I was in Jericho. The fact that I was participating in the act of, you know, of assassination of an old Palestinian, we found him on the road. Not me, I mean, I didn't participate in the torture and the assassination, but I saw it before me. Palestinians and a lot of Arabs put me the question, why you are not dealing with the fact that it was a colonization here? And then I decided to write the second book, The Invention of the Land of Israel. Next year in Jerusalem was every Pesach. Jewish said it, religious people said next year to Jerusalem. Zion translated it to a belonging to a homeland. The problem is that till today, Jewish that are living in Jerusalem or in Israel saying the same thing continue to say after living in Jerusalem, next year in Jerusalem. It wasn't to the real Jerusalem, that it was a Muslim city until now. If you look very, very close, you see that it's a Muslim city. It was a belonging, a metaphysical belonging to Jerusalem upstairs. And they see it as upstairs. Sometimes it was like this. Everything we knew before, nothing new in the books of Shlomo Sand, and everything is wrong. What is the problem? The problem is that really, I didn't invent nothing new. I organized differently the evidence. The reason, the simple reason, and they are right. If I'm right, they are writing bullshit for 100 years. And I think that the contribution of the Jewish established community in the United States will destroy Israel in the end. I was against the boycott of Israel because years ago, I even published in the Haaretz 10 years ago against the boycott, because I said that when United States did his war in Vietnam, nobody thought to boycott her. When France was killing a million of Algerians, something near a million of Algerians, nobody thought to boycott France. Then I say that if I'm
calling to boycott Israel, it will not be equal. I mean, I treat Israel differently than France and the United States. This was my position. I mean, it was combined with the idea that we can change the Israeli society from inside. I mean, the fact that occupying another population or another people, if you want, so long will be ended, you know, and Israel has to go back to the 67 borders. And the time change, you know, the colonization continue. And I arrived to a very, very pessimistic view, a very cold one, that say that no power, political power from inside Israel can change the politics of recolonization. Then slowly I started to think that the pressure from outside, any pressure from outside to change this political situation is blessed by me. Why? Because I want to save the Israeli society and the Israeli state in some way. And I don't believe that in this condition the Israeli state can continue long time to be in the Middle East. Returning to the question of boycott, then I was thinking that any act forcing Israel to go out from occupied territories is positive. Besides terror, and I arrived to the conclusion, if somebody doesn't want terror, it has to be for boycott.
I got a lot of letters, for example. Really, hundreds and hundreds of letters from Christians, Jews, Muslims, and priests, by the way, rabbis. And you see, from the letters, I see that sometimes I answer to people of a lot of their questions that they have it before. Especially the book about the Jewish people. A lot of people, not only Jews, ask themselves, what is the meaning to be a Jew? You understand? What is the meaning to be a part of the Jewish people? A lot of people from Jewish origin are looking today after their DNA to know who are they. In the United States, in Israel, in a lot of other places, especially in the United States and Israel, looking for the DNA to find what they are. I don't belong to them. By the way, the second thriller that I'm writing is about the problem of the Jewish DNA, the Jewish gene, you see? It's so mad, it's so popular. Then they are doing tests of DNA in the United States. Well, it reminds me, as a historian, something very, very bad, you know, of the past. Because the looking after DNA is a looking after identity that doesn't exist.
I wrote the books, and the end, every conclusion of my book is that if Israel wants to exist, it has to become a democracy, a republic like the United States or France or England. If not, I don't believe that we any chance that my children will continue to live in the Middle East. I wasn't in my life a Zionist. From the beginning, I felt very deeply that I'm Israeli because I'm speaking Hebrew and living this culture. But Zionism, the minimum of Zionism is to insist of a Jewish state. The minimum. Left, right, minimum Jewish state. I cannot accept it, and I don't believe in it, in the future of a Jewish state. You see, this is the house of the Sheikh. We will come. It's a very nice house. You can believe that a few houses was all around, a lot with this style, that everything was destroyed.
Stuff that you said this morning was particularly excellent. It was very pointed, and the fact that you were standing up.
At the beginning, I was. Well, yesterday, I was. I believed that you want to me to be a very serious professor.
Well,
yes,
it was all very, very good. there was a slightly different note struck this morning, and maybe also because you were standing up and you went into your lecture style, which is very
Yes. By the way, I retired 2 years ago. Yeah. They asked me to continue to teach.
Right. Well, they're proud of you, even though they don't like what
you say. Yeah, they are in the contradictions.